Portfolio Banker Legally Purchased Gun Used in Louisville Attack. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 11, 2023. The portfolio banker who shot and killed five people at Old National Bank Monday bought his rifle legally at a gun store in Louisville, Kentucky. The Associated Press reported that Louisville Metropolitan Police Department Chief Jacqueline Gwynn Viruel indicated the attacker bought the gun on April 4, 2023. Gwynn Viruel said he purchased the gun legally. The phraseology of purchasing guns legally means the Old National Bank attacker complied with all gun controls in acquiring his firearm, including passing a background check. After a 28-year-old transgender attacker killed six people at a Nashville Christian school on March 27, Breitbart News noted that nearly every high-profile mass shooter of recent memory acquired his or her guns legally. Here is a short list of some of the high-profile attackers who passed background checks to acquire their guns. Nashville Christian School Attacker, March 27, 2023. Uvalde School Attacker, May 24, 2022. Buffalo Grocery Attacker, May 14, 2022. Indianapolis FedEx Attacker, April 15, 2021. Atlanta Area Attacker, March 16, 2021. Parkland High School Attacker, February 14, 2018. Texas Church Attacker, November 5, 2017. Las Vegas Attacker, October 1, 2017. Alexandria Attacker, June 14, 2017. Orlando Attacker, June 12, 2016. UCLA Gunman, June 1, 2016. San Bernardino Attackers, December 2, 2015. Colorado Springs Attacker, October 31, 2015. Umpqua Community College Attacker, October 1, 2015. Allison Parker's Attacker, August 26, 2015. Lafayette Movie Theater Attacker, July 23, 2015. Chattanooga Attacker, July 16, 2015. Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Attacker, June 17, 2015. Muhammad Cartoon Contest Attackers, May 3, 2014. Las Vegas Cop Killers, June 9, 2015. Santa Barbara Attacker, May 23, 2014. Fort Hood Attacker, April 2, 2014. Arapahoe High School Attacker, December 13, 2013. DC Navy Yard Attacker, September 16, 2013. Aurora Movie Theater Attacker, July 20, 2012. Gabby Giffords Attacker, January 8, 2011. Fort Hood Attacker, November 5, 2009. Northern Illinois University Attacker, February 14, 2008. Virginia Tech Attacker, April 16, 2007. But the left continues to push background checks, despite the fact that checks did not stop the above-listed high-profile attacks. In fact, within hours of Monday's attack, White Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre reiterated Biden's call for Congress to approve more background checks. Jean-Pierre also pushed for gun storage laws and for the ability to file lawsuits against gun manufacturers. Watch, Louisville Police Deputy Chief, Officer's Response to Bank Shooting Absolutely Saved People's Lives. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.